USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate rejected repeated Democratic attempts to secure new evidence in President Trump's impeachment trial and, along party lines, voted down amendments to subpoena members of the Trump administration to testify. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says there could be a price to pay.
They will be haunted by history and perhaps by the voters because they're on record against witnesses and documents. I think what they will see by the end of this trial is the peril of continuing on that track. And maybe we will see them change their minds, but I will be very blunt. I'll believe it when I see it.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell backed off a plan to fast-track opening statements after coming under pressure from fellow Republicans. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Supreme Court justices have made a pair of big decisions. USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
The Supreme Court will not be taking up Obamacare anytime soon, as word came on Tuesday morning that justices were rejecting a plea by Democrats to expedite a review of the lawsuit that threatens the health care law. The Supreme Court sending the case back to a lower court for clarification. It's good news for Republicans, bad news for Democrats who wanted to make it a big campaign issue.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reiterated U.S. support of Venezuela's opposition leader and interim president Juan Guaido in his fight against embattled Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro. Pompeo lavished praise on Guaido, calling him a great leader who will bring democracy to the socialist South American nation. He also emphasized that nearly 60 countries have recognized Guaido as the interim leader of Venezuela. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Democratic presidential contender has issued an apology after an article in The Guardian turned out to be untrue. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is apologizing to former Vice President Joe Biden for an op-ed on Monday written by one of his campaign surrogates that claimed Biden has a big corruption problem. Biden tells CBS This Morning,
"Look, Joe Biden is a friend of mine. I've known him for many, many years. He's a very decent guy. And Joe and I have strong disagreements on a number of issues, and we'll argue those disagreements out. But it is absolutely not my view that Joe is corrupt in any way. And I'm sorry that op-ed appeared."
The Vermont senator continues,
"If anyone knows me, what I believe is we need a serious debate in this country on issues. We don't need to demonize people who may disagree with us. We don't need personal attacks. I mean, our difficulty is, I appeal to my supporters, please engage in civil discourse. And by the way, we're not the only campaign that does it. Other people do, act that way as well. But I would appeal to everybody. Have a debate on the issues."
Senator Sanders, a busy man, splitting his time between Washington, D.C. and Iowa. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.